terrifying. But you'll never experience it. You see, no one would survive a 10-point quake. And yet, according to ancient legends, our planet has experienced similar devastation several times in its past.
In the past, there were three worlds. And each one of these worlds was destroyed by major changes.
Sun Bear, a Chippewa Indian, is a modern-day medicine man. He travels the American Southwest teaching Indians their tribal history.
One was destroyed when the volcanoes erupted upon it, and the second world was destroyed when the poles shifted and great sheets of ice come over the earth. The third world was destroyed by earthquakes and by destruction as great waters come up on the earth. This is what we see, and it coincides with all of the prophecies of the native people.
The Indians are not alone in their belief in world ages. Egyptian hieroglyphics, Aztec and Mayan legends, and the religious scriptures of many faiths all recorded periods of great destruction, cities sinking into the sea, incredible earthquakes and volcanoes followed by the sun changing direction in the sky, and of course the great flood of Noah. Are these merely legends? If these events actually occurred, everyone on Earth would have experienced them at once. So every culture would have recorded them at the same time. But the dates attributed to these events were not the same. So the ancient records were largely dismissed. Until recently.
Dr. Emmanuel Velikovsky is best known for his controversial theories about the Earth's evolution. But Velikovsky also developed new techniques for dating historical events. He found certain events, the Great Flood is one example, that appeared in the legends of many peoples, but recorded at different points in time. So Velikovsky looked not at the events themselves, but at the dates and the methods used to calculate them. He discovered errors in the techniques that had long been used to interpret ancient calendars. And making simple corrections, he discovered an amazing correlation between the histories of these many ancient peoples. The dates of the catastrophic events did match up, and Velikovsky was convinced that these events not only took place, but also dramatically changed the face of the Earth at several points in its past.
This was called a theory of catastrophic evolution. It was scoffed at by scientists who for hundreds of years had believed that the Earth evolved through slow, gradual change. They wanted solid proof, physical evidence. But some men saw validity in Dr. Velikovsky's theories. They set out to find traces of civilizations that were destroyed by cataclysm. For a period, they came up cold. Then, in desperation, they turned to a psychic with an impressive track record for locating missing people and objects.
His name is Alex Tanis, and he has astounded science with his extrasensory abilities.
So we went into the Bermuda Triangle to find this evidence. I did an out-of-body experience. This means that I am able to separate myself, and a part of me went down below the ocean and swam and found a beautiful lost city. This city was so beautiful. It had roads made of white marble. It had buildings which I could not describe. I saw temples and I saw columns, stairways which existed, which I had never seen before. The whole thing was just amazing to see.
A lot of people didn't take Alex Tanis seriously until
teams of divers actually began to sight these ruins. They found a 1,000-yard-long wall of giant stone blocks. It's now called the Bimini Road. Dozens of archways and columns found several miles off the coast of the Bahamas. And a magnificent curved stairway that disappeared into the depths of the ocean. How are we doing, Captain?
Very close, Mr. Kennedy.
Tanna's accuracy was remarkable. But his most extraordinary find was confirmed here, 40 miles off the coast of Florida. Several hundred feet below the surface, Tanna saw what he claimed was a pyramid-shaped structure. He said that it was man-made, and that the top wasn't pointed but flat, possibly to support a temple or an observatory. I think we're here now.
Amazing.
Can we get a better view?
We can look at a video playback.
This could be the most extensive underwater ruin ever discovered.
It's safe to assume that these structures weren't built underwater. So what else, other than a major cataclysmic event, could account for their being here? A number of theories have been proposed, but only one also explains the ancient legends in which the sun mysteriously rose on the opposite side of the sky, a theory proposed by Dr. Velikovsky himself.
What he said was ridiculed, even attacked by his colleagues. But when you start to think about it, it really makes a lot of sense. This is what I mean.
Dr. Byron Randall is a leading expert on the work of Dr. Velikovsky.
The Earth normally rotates something like this. But Dr. Velikovsky proposed that several times during Earth's history, there was a dramatic change in the axis of its rotation, a pole shift. In a very brief period of time, a matter of days, perhaps even hours, the Earth literally turned over in space.
Is that what the legends were describing, a planet that toppled in space? Since we know the Earth couldn't possibly do this, we might seek some other more plausible explanation, if it weren't for some remarkable evidence now acknowledged by science. At the Pisgah lava beds near Barstow, California, geologist Carl Lofstrom conducts research that reveals startling information about our planet's history.
For hundreds of years, navigators and explorers have used a simple device to find their way through the world, the compass. It works on a very basic principle, a magnetized needle that always points to the north. Now, one might assume that compasses would always have pointed to the north, but they haven't. And this lava bed proves it. By studying lava samples, what we've learned is that the north and south poles were not always where they are today. In other words, if there were such a thing as a compass thousands of years ago, it would have pointed in another direction.
Петр!
Что?
Пойдемте, пойдем с нами. Оно огромное и совершенно покрыто льдом.
Да ты... Ты с ума сошел?
Да не думай о холоде. Я обещаю, что наши усилия оправдаются.
Ну ладно, ладно.
A shift in polarity is not necessarily the result of a shift of the Earth's axis. There are other possible explanations. But discoveries, like the one in Siberia a century ago, are otherwise much more difficult to explain.
Довольно, лучше пойдем и переведем начальство.
It was a completely preserved mammoth, dead for more than 15,000 years, frozen while still standing. But the biggest surprise was yet to come. When the animal had been completely uncovered, scientists found the remains of partially chewed flowers in its mouth, vegetation of a tropical variety now found several thousand miles to the south. To date, the remains of more than 40 mammoths have been found here in an environment where they clearly did not belong. One simple explanation. The animals had been flash frozen as the Earth turned over in space, carrying them and their surroundings into an instant ice age. John White, author of Pole Shift, is a leading authority on this phenomenon.
What would happen during a pole shift? We could describe it as global cataclysm. First of all, as the Earth suddenly lurched in space, the oceans would spill out of their basins and overrun the land masses in tidal waves many hundreds of feet high. Also, as the Earth were suddenly tumbling through space, it would create the effect of hurricane winds many hundreds of miles per hour. There would be earthquakes greater than have ever been measured before. There would be instant change of geography, too, as land masses were submerged and new ones rose. Volcanoes around the Earth would explode. Huge lava sheets would pour out across the land masses, and the air would be filled with poisonous gas and ash. Climatic zones would change instantaneously because the Earth would suddenly alter its position in space. And last of all, there would be widespread loss of human life and destruction of civilization, with all signs of human existence hidden beneath thick layers of debris and muck, or buried at the bottom of newly formed seas.
Some people believe that pole shifts were responsible for the Great Flood, the sinking of Atlantis, and many other unexplained events. According to psychic predictions, Bible prophecy, and Indian beliefs, the Earth is about to topple again.
The Earth is our mother, and today we see major changes coming upon the Earth. We see the prophecies of our people coming to fulfillment. And the signs that would tell them of these changes coming would be when the white man would put a house in the sky. This was Skylab that went up in 1973. And then they said the eagle would walk on the moon. And when the flight, space flight, was successful to the moon, we knew that then these signs were the signs that the changes were coming on the Earth Mother. The time of major change and destruction that would cleanse the Earth was upon us.
The psychic said as the frequency of earthquakes became increased, as the volcanic eruptions got larger and larger, we'd be heading towards the main event, the culminating event. Edgar Cayce talked about how then the poles would shift. We would have a pole shift. And psychics from Nostradamus to present-day types have all emphasized this. They've talked about how this was going to happen in the immediate future, how to this generation it would occur.
I have made many predictions in my life, but I've only had one vision which came to me in 1969. The world is to plunge into 3 days of darkness, and it will happen soon. I was frightened and confused because I could not explain this. I began to do scientific research and found that there is a possibility of a pole shift. Now, I have an explanation for my vision, and I know it will happen soon.
The idea of a pole shift occurring in our immediate future seems totally incomprehensible. And yet, there is scientific evidence that our planet is, in fact, headed on such a course.
The Earth appears to be very steady in its movements. There's the daily rotation, there's the periodic tilting of the axis. But in the early 1900s, scientists discovered that there was an actual wobble to the movement of the axis. They call this the Chandler wobble. It's akin to a top that starts to slow down in its rotation, and the movement gets very helter-skelter. Right now, we're at a point in time that this wobble is on an increase, a very dramatic increase. And you know, when a top starts to get too much of a wobble to it, it falls over.